Hello and welcome to our Divine Alchemy class. This gathering is Wednesday, May 14th. I keep looking at the date because I can't get my days and my dates and time straight. I know many of us are having that as I don't want to say an issue because it's really not an issue. It is with great intention, although the ego mind wants to go like, you got dementia, you got this, whatever, right? I'm hearing that from a lot of people, like, I'm so forgetful lately. No, how about we lose the word forgetful and we just go, hey, I'm recreating the way I always view time, like that. So it's this freedom. We were just talking about that before coming on the call, the allowing ourselves to feel our freedom, because that's where we're headed, these next couple of years. I know going back to probably when we first started these classes, that far back, as I was talking about the years to come, you'll hear me talk about, 2025 and 2026. And here we are, 2025, and it's May. And it's just, really interesting because it's all actually playing out exactly as I had felt it back then, with 2026 being the year for healing as these planets do their final dance, I think by February, I'm not sure on the date, and move into position, which l literally untethers us from these energies that we've been living in, that we've evolved ourselves through, that w the only energies that most of us have ever known, that our past, right? So it's there's a lot of new everything coming, and the key to what we are going to be experiencing is the letting go process. That is key to being able to navigate the frequencies, the shifts, the new creations, the opportunities for rebirthing, and then slowly migrate into areas that we're intending to be. I don't know if you guys are feeling these energies that we're experiencing on the earth, but very intense. And I've been saying it. Yeah, I might have said it in the last class that I did, the full moon class, about the energies ramping up again, and here we are, two X flares amongst a whole bunch of, smaller flares. I don't want to say minor because none of it is minor. It's with great intention and purpose. Yeah, Kate's saying like it is so intense. It is so intense. And we're gonna feel it more than we've ever felt it in our life, because as the magnetics on the earth are shifting, it's creating opportunities for us to go into these expanded states. But if we're too focused, or we're holding fear, or we're projecting thoughts or ideas about what it is that we're experiencing, we're going to be missing those cues. And that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. This is really important stuff. So I appreciate those of you that are here. I appreciate you showing up for this class. Rob says yes. Sometimes he's going out of his mind. Yeah, it can feel like that. It can be very, very intensified. The other day, well, actually not just one day, but all of last week, I was feeling intense compression, like there was a, like a tamper on the top of my head, tamping me into this tiny little container that was too small for me. And I was being squished down into it. And, everything hurt. My body hurt me, my knees, every time I got up, My knees were killing me, and my spine was achy, and I was having a hard time laying in bed because anytime I moved, it was like, my sides were killing me. And I was like, holy Hannah, like, what is going on here? And of course, the mind, the ego wants to go, well, you are getting old. You're gonna be 63 next month. And, then the higher self comes right in because I've trained it so well that it comes in and goes like, that is so not your truth. That's not true at all. It's the magnetics of the earth shifting, and then it's like the release. Oh, okay, I could feel into this. It's okay because it's telling me that my body is going through some kind of an enormous process that, I feel like I'm being squished into a wormhole, right? But if we're not practicing that and we're not counteracting those thoughts, then we're going to be having a harder time with these shifts because, these energies are requiring full participation in the letting go process. And we're going to be focusing on that today in this class. So we're having these intensified shifts happening, and it's pulling the magnetics of the earth, which means that we stand on the earth. It's pulling the magnetics of our field. Okay, it's interplaying in every aspect of our physical ability, right? This very physicalized body. If you were with me back in 2017, you heard me say we were in October, we were officially in the physical ascension, where the body now has to come with us because the first half of ascension. And we could go back to 1987 to the harmonic convergence, right? Where the mind was getting itself straightened out and going like, okay, yeah, it's going to be time. And then Gaia's like, no, not yet. I'm not ready. And then everybody's like, okay, not yet, not ready, right? And then finally 2012, it was like, Gaia was like, okay, I'm ready to go. And everybody's like, oh shit, Gaia's ready. We got to go, right? And it was that push that everybody was feeling in 2012, right? And then each way through, it's been this juxtaposition of like where we're shifting to and how we're navigating it and what it's feeling like and the intensity of it. And even now still, before we can experience it, because before we can align to it, Gaia has to do that first. Right? She has to be willing to go through it. She has to be willing to transform through it, hold the frequency, create the field, because it requires her pole shifts. It requires the magnetics in a continuous state of flux. And Gaia is a consciousness, just like we are a consciousness in a physical body. Gaia's consciousness and physical body is the earth, right? So there's a lot to remember here when we're dealing with this. And it's really important for us to constantly remind ourselves that everything that we're feeling is because we are connected to and part of a bigger part of the process, which is Gaia. So every time there's an X flare, and we look at the way that the sun is projecting this matter out to us, right? Sometimes it's directly earth facing, sometimes not so much. It's on the lighter side, these two X flares. But sometimes it's a direct hit to us, and then those X flares will wipe out a mass of people who are ready for their next leveling up, while the rest of us are like, oh, that X flare didn't bother me. Okay, I have now shifted beyond where I was capable of being the last time an X flare came through, right? So it's this constant poetic dance, transformation back and forth as we're rebirthing ourselves in the process of what is. And everything that the sun is offering to us in the way of these X-flares and geomagnetic storms, is assisting and supporting the physical shifting, the physical birthing as we go through this process, expanding, opening to higher states of consciousness. We can't forget that, right? That's how we are doing it. That's how we signed up for this. We signed up to do it this way, right? And so one of the things that's happening now is that as we're experiencing these very, very high levels of light coming into the planet, the magnetics are shifting. So there's going to be times where we're going to feel like there's that compression happening where we're being literally, squeezed into, like a cup or a jar or something that's way too small for us. Like, I'm never going to fit in there. It's too much, right? And then in the next moment, we clear enough of that, and it allows us to go into a state of expansion. And we wake up in the morning, we're like, it's what time is it? Wait, it's only 5:30. Like, oh, I feel so rested. And where for the last 4 months, I couldn't get out of bed with feeling like I was run over by a Mack truck during the night, right? And we have that state where we're just like, we're feeling horrible because our body is in this state of chaos as it's being stretched and kneaded and manipulated, right? And the consciousness is expanding and we're heating up, and then we go into contraction and we're getting cold again. And the more photonic light that comes from the sun, the more we are being infused with protons, because that's the nature of what comes from the photon, the photonic light that comes from the sun, right? We're in that the photon belt. And so these protons are coming into the body now. Normally we have a balance of protons and neutrons and electrons and all of that sort of stuff, right? But we're being super infused as we're needing to fill ourselves with more and more and more light to expand consciousness. And so while we're doing that, what we're also not aware of is that there are these strong gamma rays that are also being emitted by the sun and coming into our field and makes us feel jittery, right? So if you're drinking coffee, it might make you feel like, you're having a cup of coffee on steroids, and you're like, why is this coffee making me so jittery? I'm never this jittery, but it's that gamma, which is like electrical stim to the body, as the gamma is wanting to rectify the imbalances that are held in the immune system and the nervous system, right? So it wants to rectify that, like wherever we're out of balance, bring that back into balance. And then we're in states of beta, and I mean, we meditate to get into beta, right? We meditate, we're doing that consciously, trying to get into these higher states, but yet the field is filled with it. So we don't really have to try too hard because it's right there. Okay. It's all here for us to help us. Plasma is what we're living and breathing in, right? If you look at me, and I look like I have a film around me, okay? Like there is more light, okay, than normal. It's because for the whole week, I'm here at the house by myself, and I don't have anybody else in my field. And I can hold higher influxes of light. My crown just activated. I can hold higher influxes of light in my field, in my space. And so what it does is I'm literally pulling in more plasma. Eventually, I'll get to a point where, until everything catches up, I may at one point look like I'm kind of, like very fluid looking, right? Because that's the level of plasma that we're interacting in. And it is going to be different for everybody where you are with your process of what it is that you're experiencing in your reality, how you're creating your reality. And so, which is why, I might have these more intensified body aches and pains that would make me look at that and dissolve the aging program, because that's another facet to this, right? That program that kept us in the karmic loop cycle of incarnation so we could keep coming back and having lifetimes. So we're not needing that anymore. We don't need to play in that. And so we're having this opportunity to take this plasma as if it was clay, let's say. I heard the word jello. Jello wanted to come out of my mouth because that's kind of sort of what it's like, right? This very viscous, watery, jello-y kind of substance. But yet, clay, think about clay, how you can mold clay, right? Because jello is not easy to mold. Yes, we can put it in a mold and then pop it out of the mold and then serve it, but it's not easy to mold. But if you think about clay, that we can actually mold the clay, but we have to be focused on the clay and what it is that we're building with it, right? And when we get really, really, really good at being focused with the clay, then we will eventually be able to work the plasma in the way that we need to work the plasma so that we're creating and birthing new realities with the plasma that we have available to us. Okay. So this is what's happening right now on the earth, which is why this work has become even more important at this time. We want to really identify what is true for us and where we need to focus our attention as we're doing this work. Okay. Tamara's saying, when we are in the company with people that aren't awake, feels like the worst of them is coming out. Have to be so present not to react. Yes, and there's great purpose for that. Okay. It's because they're not aware of what is transpiring. They're feeling the discomfort, right? They may be feeling that squishing, that compression feeling, right? They're not feeling expanded, but they're staying in that compression, whereas we can vacillate in and out of it as needed because we may need to go into compression as we're going into that cocooning phase, right? But it might feel more intensified, even more intensified, because as we're going into that state, it's no longer just the body integrating the energies. It's the protons being filled in the field, in our physical field, and those protons being placed strategically in the body, right? So the body fills with protons, and then it's like this overabundance of protons, and it becomes uncomfortable until the body reconfigures itself, and then we're like, oh, okay, now I'm back to feeling a little bit more like me again. Okay, because this is a process. It's like being in a dance, right? It's the process of integrating these higher level codes. Okay, so when we're around people who are unconscious, we have to be compassionate and loving to them because they may be purposely playing a role for us. They may not be here to ascend. That might not be their trajectory in this lifetime. Their soul contract may be to help us see where the line of 3D is so that we don't step into it, right? If we're really paying attention and practicing these higher levels and we're conscious of how we're operating within ourselves, how we're calling in the field around us, right? How we're making choices for what it is that we want to experience and what we don't want to experience. Eventually, we will not be interacting with those people as those people will be moved away from our field. They will be moved on someplace else. Okay, so we will eventually not be dealing with them. And yes, I know, I hear the next question is, but what if this is my family? Okay, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The thing that matters is you, right? Us needing to have it the old way, needing to look at the family dynamic and say, but that's my family. It's regardless of anything else, that's my family. And family is everything. Family is more important, right? But in truth, and we've talked about this a lot over the last couple of years, we've moved away from the family as the paradigm that we need to experience, or what we need to hold on as our truth, right? And even soul family, we've moved away from that, right? So we don't have family, we don't have soul family. And people are like, oh my God, what do we have then if we're not even looking for soul family anymore, right? Well, we have a new dynamic where it's about the light that is held within, right? We're not even looking to say, is this person part of my soul group, or all souls coming together? It's not about that anymore. It's about, are we engaging, are we interacting with the highest, most divine light in our creation? And if we are focused on that, then we are calling into our field, because we can't avoid it, those who are a dynamic match for our light, so that we can have those harmonic connections, those harmonic relationships. However, when we're forgetting this and we're reverting back to the old ways, which we're going to get into a little bit more in a bit here, and we're playing into the idea of not being enough and needing something else to validate ourselves, or playing small because we were told we were too much. We were too much. Our light was too much, or the personality that we had was too big, right? Or, like myself, I was a mystic when I was a child. And, I'm having a lot of these realizations about my childhood come up the last couple of weeks, and seeing where I've shrunk back and allowed myself to play small, right? And now it's choices that we're making where we're like, okay, I'm not doing that anymore. I don't need to do that to make anybody feel better, to make you comfortable, to satisfy you, to make you feel less insecure about yourself because you're not willing to step forward and put yourself out there, or bring up your mystic within you. It's inevitable. That's what's happening. The codes are so high right now. It's like the mystic in everybody wants to come out, right? So when we're willing to take that step and put ourselves forward, right, step into the reality that is more aligned with us, everything falls away. The family structures, the family dynamics, the people that stood in our way or were not supportive in any way, shape, or form, they fall away. The ones that were intending to hold us back because we asked them to through soul contracts fall away. They go away now because we don't need them to play that role anymore, because we're taking the initiative. We're stepping forward and we're standing in our either divine masculine or divine feminine to shore up the union between the divine feminine and divine masculine. Okay. So every one of us comes in here with more of one than the other, right? Nobody is truly fully balanced. And so, because, and how that would look is like, I could use myself, three marriages each time, needing to, be my own support system after the marriage was over, losing everything, having to rebuild, nobody to rely on. even at the points where, my mom was still on the earth, not really being able to rely on her or have her as a rock, and my brother, the same thing, seeing where I really needed to step up. And so that part of myself had to like champion my own cause, right? Now I'm learning to rebalance the divine feminine back in. You out there might be the opposite, where you're in more of your divine feminine, maybe more of your essence, your sensual nature, sexual nature, and stepping up for yourself has intimidated you or scared you in some way, shape, or form. Thinking about being on your own or by yourself or without your significant other, if you have one, might be a scary thought, right? We're all challenged with something. We're all facing some aspect of ourselves, and this is what we're here to work on now. We're here to integrate those parts of ourselves that we have not looked at. We're going to talk about that more too in the end of it. I know I'm kind of ahead of myself, not even looking at my notes, but it's like what's coming through. So, the nature of the reality that we're in has been one that we inherited, went from the birth cycle, right? And one that has been given to us in ways of like stories, storytelling, and stories from the outer reality, from the outside, from, the government, the school system, the medical system, and then from with our family, our generational lineage, right? Our genetics, our imprinting, right? And so all of that now gets broken down, and we have an opportunity to look at realities from a completely different perspective. And if we are willing to do that, and we're willing to let go of the idea that this way that I am engaging in, that I am inhabiting right now, is the only way it can be, because this is what I've been told, or this is what I've been led to believe. If we can shed that, if we can let that go, then we can start to create these new realities using these plasma shifts, these high intense plasmas that are coming through, where we can build what it is that we're desiring to have. I told the story before, but I'm going to say it again. When I was thinking about where I was going to be moving, having left the house in Stony Brook and splitting up that the housemate situation, there wasn't a moment in my life, in my reality, where I thought, "Hey, Florida's the place I'm going. I'm going to Florida." Was not a moment in my life. Anybody that knows me will tell you. And if you didn't hear me say it on the classes, go back and listen, because there wasn't a moment. And anybody that asked me, "Where do you think you're going to move?" It was not Florida. But what I was doing was I was writing down, I was journaling in my gratitude journal, which I don't do all the time, but I do when I have an important shift I want to make, and that was an important shift for me. And I was writing down, every night before I went to bed, I was like, "I am so grateful for this amazing kitchen that has terracotta floors with a good kitchen to cook in, a nice counter space, and a great center island." And I don't know if you could see behind me, but so you see the floor, right? In the darkness, it doesn't look like it, but it is a rusty, almost terracotta, right? And if I turn the light on so that you could really see the kitchen better, you'll see that the kitchen has a center island, and you walk into the kitchen and it's like a U shape, which was the vision I had in my head. And right in the center is a huge island, right? It's wooden and it's on wheels, so I can move it if I needed to move it. But it's such a great kitchen to work in and to cook in and everything. And So the vision I had of the cozy kitchen where I could cook and whatnot that had terracotta type of floor, and I saw tile and it's a tile floor. It showed up, right? And then I thought to myself, I'm not living on anything that less than 5 acres. I just don't want to see anybody. I've had a lifetime of seeing everybody on a quarter of an acre postage stamp. I don't want that. I don't want it. I want 5 acres. I want 5 acres. I'll take 10, but I'll be okay with five. I'd like 10, but I'll be okay with five. And here is 5 acres, right? And then I wanted to try having chickens to see what it was like to get fresh eggs. And that was another gratitude. I'm so grateful for the fresh eggs that I get to use in my cooking every single day. I'm grateful for the chickens that I have, right? That was another. And what did I have? Chickens, right? And then, I mean, like, I could go on and on and on with the things that are here that have showed up for me in this house. That are just, almost too much to believe, right? And like, there was a part of me that really wanted to have an American flag outside the house, and I don't know why. Like, I still don't understand that part of myself yet. I really don't. I'm not really sure, but maybe it was because I knew I was coming here and feeling into it. Because when you drive in through the gate, right, to come down the driveway, there's two flag holders on the gate itself with two flags, right? I didn't get just one, I got two. But everything that I was creating in my mind was here in Florida. And because I wasn't in a fixed state of mind saying, I'll never live in Florida, I just wasn't focused on it, like thinking I would move here, right? Showed up here because I was out of the way completely because it didn't really matter to me. I was going to create a great reality no matter where I ended up. And it just so happens that it ended up here. And, there was also this part of it too where men are needing to step up and help me now and help support me because I've always been the one helping the divine masculine in my life throughout my life. And there's Joe stepping up and he's like, hey, you want to house sit for me? Because I don't want to take my dog out of there. I want to give him a an easy place to live and yada yada. And here we are. So we create anything we want, anything and everything that we want. We have to be focused on it. And that's what happens. I use the plasma energy redirected everything, right? And then everything looks magical. Loretta was here for a little over a week, probably a week and a half. And we were sitting out under the pole barn looking as the sun was setting and looked like a bunch of fairies showed up. They were flitting around the tree in the front and you couldn't deny it. I mean, we were watching them literally go up and then drift over and then up and then come back down again. And I was just like, those are fairies. Those are fairies, right? But I never think to myself, how could that be a fairy? Fairy wouldn't show up for me, right? I never have that thought. Never. Why would I? I want to see fairies, right? They should show up for me. I'm showing up for them. They should show up for me. So it's how we're looking at life, right? And being present and looking at everything as magical and everything has great possibility and great potential. That's the key to the success of navigating this reality because we're in a very strong current right now, right? The current of energy is extraordinarily strong. And so, creation, the point of creation is stronger than ever. Some people, some women, are getting confused by the desire for birthing a child, is what they know, for the birthing of new creation of a reality, right? And it can be very confusing. I'm seeing a lot of that, okay? But this is a time that is super, super ripe for creating new realities. And plasma is how we're doing it. Plasma is the vehicle. It's the substance, the energy that we are creating with or creating through. Okay. And because of the way that the planets are moving, because of the outer planets and all of the outer planets I think it's February of next year, 2026, but don't quote me because I'm not an astrologer and I don't really know for sure, but I think that's what I read. Next year is going to be an important year. It's going to be a year of healing. So anybody that's felt like their work has been slow, next year is going to be full speed ahead because people are going to be looking for healing because this energy is what's waking a lot of people up now, right? Making them look at things and go like, oh, why didn't I see it like that before? Okay. We're in a point of no return. There's no coming back because of the way that the planets are shifting and the actions that they're making together is giving us this platform that once we put a foot on it, that's it. Shift is happening. And it's more about a reset because of the fact that certain planets like Neptune going into Aries, we're looking at an alignment that's taking place that hasn't happened in like 186 years. We weren't around when it first happened. I mean, I know I wasn't around, maybe some of you were, but 186 years. And now we don't know what this is going to look like. And astrologers don't know what it's going to look like, right? I've been listening to a lot of them going like, I don't know what this means. We're just like taking it a day at a time, trying to see what the flow is going to look like, see how these energies are going to present, right? Because Saturn is also going into the sign of Aries, and Aries is a fire sign. It's fiery, it's bold, it's fast. Shoot first, ask questions later, right? And Saturn's like, oh, well, let's just slow that down a bit. So let's ask the questions first, and then if we need to, we'll shoot them. And Aries like, nope, not doing it that way. Nope, I'm gonna shoot them, and then if they're still alive, we'll ask questions. And Saturn's like, yep. That's not really a good idea because if you do that, we may not get the information that we're needing. And Aries is like, well, I don't really care. And so Saturn's like, all right, well, I think we're going to have to set up some rules here, some structure, some way of coming to terms with this because it's two very different aspects, right? So think about how that's going to be. It's going to be like, you know, for those of you with Dr. Doolittle fans, when you were younger, it'll be like the what is that? The llama or whatever that was attached, that right? It was a two-headed llama, push me, pull you, or something like that, right? One wants to go this way, and the other bo half of the body wants to go this way, and they have to make a decision. Are we going this way or are we going this way? Because they can only move in one way, they can't go in two ways, right? And they can't both go together, that somebody has to give up the position of the leader and then alternate positions. So we're in a new whole new threshold here. So there's, you know, new the rules out the window, throw the rules out. We don't even know what the new rules are yet. The planets are getting ready to take their place, and we're stepping into all new energies, and we are going to be figuring it out as we go. And you know, some of these higher energies, when you're, I mean, you could just see it when you're outside, like the energies are just so palpable and it just feels like there's this, like this glow outside. Maybe that's why there's the glow in here, because it just seems like the earth is glowing these days from these higher frequencies that we're stepping in, that we're experiencing. So This can be a very challenging time. It can feel very chaotic and feel almost manic in a sense, because the nature of these energies is to be very explosive, right? Not in a way of blowing things up, but like in its reaction, like, like this way 1 minute and then that way the next minute, you're like, wait, what just happened? I wasn't expecting that. I wasn't expecting to see this. Yeah. We're going to have to just go with it, go with the flow, right? And because of the fact that we're in this light of the Scorpio moon, Scorpio's all things hidden underground, right? It's all things unseen, and Scorpio has secrets. And so when the moon shines a light on Scorpio, it's shining a spotlight on what has been hidden in the darkness that we have not been able to see. And so now we're seeing what's been unseen, what we could not see before, as new light is, shining on us in this moment, right? Rob is saying, that is literally my entire life right now, having to just ride the wave and let go. Beautiful. Yeah. And own that, Rob. Own it, because this is the nature of the beast. This is what we are here to do in this moment. We all signed up for this. That's the beautiful part of this, right? We all signed up for this. And what happens is, because I had to go through it, if you listen to the last recording, the moon gathering, you'll have heard me talk about, Sonny the chicken, the one that I saved from the peacock, only to get taken out by a raccoon. So when we look at that, we have to think, first thing we think is soul contracts. It was Sonny's, obviously Sonny's time to go, no matter, whether I wanted her to or not, right? But we also have to look at it from the perspective of that if we're letting ourselves use the energies that are handed to us, we can sit back because there's really nothing for us to do. We could sit back and we can have some incredible revelations from what is transpiring. Because I know that literally Tuesday to Thursday night, Friday morning, I was a different person waking up. I was in the throes of a dark night. I was crying constantly, journaling, and then lots of stuff coming up, lots of stuff with, my mom when I was young and my father and just stuff when, my brother was married to his wife, Pat, and stuff coming up with that. It was like all of this stuff was coming to the surface, and all it wanted to do was be acknowledged and be seen by me and allow myself to sit in the awareness to it and have the revelations of, like, oh my goodness, right? Like, wow. I did not even hold an awareness to that stuff. I thought I had done so much work over the years only to have this pop up or to have that pop up, right? But, like with everything else, Sonny's death was able to offer that to me. And then through that, let's see, process, right, of going through that and recognizing what was coming up and being okay with it and sitting with it and everything. It was shifting destiny. It was opening new pathways up, And so it was very, very powerful in that moment. And I was able to go through the letting go process, letting go of me needing to get this perfect. I saved her. Why didn't she stay saved? Right? Why didn't she stay saved? I don't understand, universe, But it wasn't about that. It was about what was being offered in her passing, what she was leaving me or giving me as a legacy, right? And so I allowed myself to use that to evolve myself through and beyond. Okay. Very, very important because Scorpio's asking us go into the underworld, look at the things that are hidden that need to come to the surface. If we look and we open ourselves, we can see what we thought was normal that may not be normal, and take that which was the ordinary, the normal for who we were, and turn it into the extraordinary, turn it into these magnitudinal opportunities, right? But we can't do that if we're not willing to sit in the discomfort of what is and really be with it. And that doesn't always require us pulling things apart, right? I didn't do any work. I didn't do any processing. It was just coming to the surface. It was triggered, and the energies said, okay, we're giving you this scenario, this chicken dies, and it's going to bring up to the surface everything that you have not been willing to look at. Which means I had to look at stuff with my mom. I had to come to some awarenesses with stuff with her, right? And so that was interesting for me. Was it uncomfortable? No, it actually made so much sense. And it gave me an opportunity to really understand myself to a greater degree. But it wasn't like I was going anywhere to do inner child work. I wasn't looking for a process. I was simply utilizing what had occurred and allowed myself to, feel whatever it was that was playing out, right? I wasn't looking for a process. I was just willing to sit with it and journal it and have these awarenesses. So at this time, because of these very powerful energies that we're playing in, a great exercise for all of us to do would be to think about our childhood and think about what parts of you weren't nourished, right? For me, it was my mysticism. It was me as a mystic. It was me seeing the angels in my closet and telling my mom, and she's like, there's nothing there. It was about me dealing with the galactics and my mom telling me it's, not real, right? It's all of these different things that got shut down, that I was told, weren't my truth or weren't how I really saw it or what wasn't right. And so a lot of that made me dim myself down. It made me play small because that I didn't believe then what I was seeing was real or what I was thinking was real. Okay. And it was in the same likeness when I was little and I used to lay in bed and talk to God. And my friends who were going for catechism and all the other things that you do when you're in the Catholic Church, telling me that you can't do that. God doesn't talk to us. We have to go through Jesus. And I was like, well, I'm talking to God. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. And they were like, that's not real. You can't do that. You have to talk to Jesus. I don't believe you, And so it was a lot of that, right? And what do I say to that now? It's like, wow, was I came in here to play this game where I dim my light until I realized that. I don't need to dim it. I need to shine it as brightly as possible. I need to offer myself up so that others can find their way or connect or whatever, or, go through their process and feel safe and not feel afraid, right? So how do I nurture myself as a mystic now? How do I stand in my power with that? How do I reclaim who I am? Do the work, be the work, show up for the work. And so another good question in at this time would be, where do I feel judged? Right? And these are good questions to journal. Where do I feel judged? What part of me is still being repressed? What part of me is still in the darkness? Right? What part of me am I not allowing myself to bring forward? Right? And so anywhere that we may be playing small, where we may be dimming our light, or sometimes we can keep ourselves stuck, right? We keep ourselves stuck in a cycle, playing out a particular role or identity or aspect of our life that we're not willing to move on from because either we're not seeing our greatness, right? Because our greatness was hard to find in the very beginning. And then when we did find it, we weren't certain of it. And then because maybe the people that we wanted to be in awe of us or on our team or give us a pat on the back didn't do that. And so we're still trying to get that pat on the back or trying to still find ourselves. And, and we can get stuck, right? We can get stuck someplace that we don't need to be. Because we are not evolving ourselves beyond that because of the fear of that part of us that's not nourished. And so we continually try to, find that source that's gonna give you the pat on the back. Great job. You're amazing. Whatever it is that you're doing, right? So whoever you are, whatever you're being, great. Great job, you're doing it, right? And until we feel that fully, we're not going to be able to evolve ourselves. We stay stuck thinking like this is it for this is all I can be. And then, I will get people on occasion coming to me asking me, they want to expand their consciousness. They want to have a greater connection with the divine or with their higher self. And how do I do that? Well, you have to let go. You have to let go. You have to allow yourself to fly, be free, right? And not keep yourself in a limited space or in a story that you've created for yourself about who you think you are. I did that for years, I don't do that anymore. So because sometimes we can do that. We can keep ourselves stuck in this space, right? And I will tell you from, and I'm not talking about just doing the spiritual work. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about not being authentic to who you are. Not being in vibrational alignment with who you need to be. Not standing in your own integrity. Not standing transparently. Okay. And I remember, and this was part of it, I was working at my corporate job and I was already in a decently high position. And I was making like $90,000 a year. This was back in, I'd like at the, I would say, but like 2000 and from 2005 to like 2000, 2000 and six, 2007, when I finally got promoted because I was, haranguing everybody like I want to be promoted. They gave me the worst department in the company, right? They're like, here, do something with this, because I was great at what I did. They were like, here, do this. You want a promotion? You want to, you don't want to stay where you are? We're going to punish you. We're going to give you the worst department in the company. See what you do with that. I turned them around in a year, turned them around highest performing department. Everybody hated me. Every manager hated me because I made everybody else look bad that tried to do it, that didn't care enough, right? And tormented myself, hated every moment of it. But I learned how to be compassionate to people. I learned how to be compassionate to the girl that I had that had hurt herself playing basketball, came down on her elbow and developed a, an immune issue called RSD. And then her tongue would swell or her throat would swell and she couldn't breathe or this or that. She was out of work more than she was in work. But I had to learn to have compassion for her, and I had to learn and sit and listen to her and talk to her and encourage her. She was doing a great job. And even though they wanted to fire her and they wanted me to fire her, I was like, I'm not firing her. She can do this. She can get herself together. And she did. She became my top employee. She got to a point after that first year, never missed another day of work. Wouldn't do it. She was one of my top people, right? But I didn't love what I was doing. I was great at it, but I hated it. I didn't love it. And I ended up with cancer. And by the time I left in 2008, I was making $100,000 a year and I had cancer twice. Right? I didn't love it, didn't care. And then I took the leap of faith because I was married at the time and I said, hey, I want to leave my job. And he was like, oh, I don't think that's a good idea. And I was like, you know what? I don't care. I don't care what you think. You're in your own business. I want to be in my own business, even if I take a big fat goose egg as my pay, right? So I had to come into my integrity, stand in my truth of who I was, bring in that spiritual essence that had been hidden, the mystic in me from when I was a child, right? Wanted to come raging out. And be like, hey, I'm here, everybody. Who wants to come to a meditation circle? Right? And then evolve through that. Okay. And in the guise of complete transparency, I don't know who the hell I am right now. I don't. Okay. Because as much as I love doing this work and love bringing this information through to you, there's a part of me that sees myself painting every day, right? Just painting. Not doing any work, just painting. And I'm like, yeah, okay. And on what planet is that going to support me right now? Right. Like, and then what happens to everybody? Not you guys, because you're so advanced. I mean, like, you're so ridiculously advanced, like, so stupidly advanced, right? People out there just can't hold a candle to you guys. But like, what happens to the people that are supposed to be coming up after that that I'm not going to be here for? I don't know. Right. So it's gotten me to this point where I'm being completely transparent here, where I'm sitting here going like, I think I just need to let go of needing to do anything or look any particular way or what is to come next and just enjoy every single moment and be okay and content and happy and blah, 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 right? And then I'm like, okay. I'm letting go, and then I let go a little more, right? I'm telling you the process. Then I let go a little more because it's not important. I don't really care. I don't care. I'm still showing up here, regardless of how I show up. I mean, for the summer, because summer's always hard for everybody, we may only go to two live classes and have one recorded class, or we may go to two recorded classes with one live class. I mean, it's going to depend a lot on you guys, right? Like how the schedules are full. But if I find that I am, one of three people on the call whenever I come onto the call because it's summer and it's hard for you guys to get here, I'm probably going to go to pre-recorded classes and throw them in the thing because then that's just what makes my life feel good in the moment. I'm being transparent, right? Because things are changing, stuff is changing. And I'm loving that. I'm loving it. I'm loving the idea of like, I don't have to conform to the old ways. And it doesn't have to look like this or it doesn't have to look like that. And it will still be high level everything coming through. You're still going to get the information that you need to transform yourself, to rebirth yourself through this, regardless of anything else. Okay. And as always, I'm the one going through it first anyway, because I'm going to tell you how it's going to get done. And this is the nature of the energy that we're in right now. Isn't this crazy? This is crazy. Okay. So, I mean, this is exactly the process here. And you know what happened? A chicken died and I came into my conscious awareness. Okay. That's what happened. And suddenly it was like these revelatory moments where I realized, hey, you're sitting on your mysticism, but what if this isn't the only place mysticism happens? What if it can happen through art? I don't know. But I know I've got this, like, this, drive inside of me to do more art. All of a sudden, it's like you have to find time to do art, dude. Like you can't not do art, right? Because there's this higher elevation that happens when I do art, and it feels amazing to do that. So this is what's coming through for us, for all of us. It's not just about me. This is all of us, right? Our gifts, my gifts, your gifts. Some of you going like, I have gifts? What gifts do I have? You have gifts. You have the same gifts I have, right? We all have the same gifts, the ability to be present with our higher self, to be present for our authenticity, for our true integrity of what it is that we want in our lives and what it is that we don't want in our lives, right? For this higher cosmic pathway that's opening up. And the gifts that we have want to be acknowledged. But if we're continuing to play small because we're playing a role for certain accolades or to certain people or certain circumstances, we're going to stay in that role forever and we're not growing. We're not growing. And sometimes things will happen in our lives, right? Like somebody in our life gets sick, or we get sick, or our dog gets sick, our cat gets sick, or something to shake us awake, shakes us awake and goes like, hey, you have to make a change. You need to do something different because there's an impact happening here. And all of this that's in your reality with you is you. It's all us. All of it is us, right? So we have to look at this from a higher place within us. We have to make choices that put us in our personal power, right? If we look at studies out there where people have a certain illness and the medical industry, the powers that be, want to do a study on a particular pill that might be able to work, right? They don't know. They've never tested it. So they ask 500 people to come in, be a blind study. You don't know what you're getting. You don't know if you're getting a placebo, a sugar pill. You don't know if you're getting the real pill. You don't know, right? And somebody asked me this question today in a session, and they said, well, what is that all about? Because we were talking about the pill that they're taking for the cancer treatment that they've had, making them sick. And I said, well, the only reason it's making you sick is because you're taking the studies that have been done on that particular medicine, and you're applying your ego mind to the 3D of that study that was done on that particular medicine, and you're saying, well, it must be so, it must be true. And I'm asking you to look at that medicine that you're taking and see it as a diamond light code. Hey, there's an idea. I'm going to see that as crystalline light, as Christed light, as a, magical code. That I'm swallowing a magical code. But if you're looking at it like this is the medicine that's going to destroy my body, that's exactly what's going to happen, which is why certain number of the people taking the study, the placebo study, come out with no change in effect or maybe even get worse. And then there's others that have a miraculous cure because they trusted their process. They trusted, they were like, I'm sure I'm getting that magic pill. I'm sure, I'm certain of it. I'm getting the magic pill. There's no way I'm not. I'm deserving of that magic pill. I'm going to heal. I wouldn't be in this study if I wasn't getting the magic pill, right? It's the same concept as people who are like my ex-father-in-law, who is a real piece of work. Alcoholic, pretty mean guy, doesn't care about anybody, doesn't care about anybody's feelings, says exactly what he desires to say, regardless of how it sounds when it comes out. But, this man is going strong at, I don't know, in his 90s, and no illnesses, still has great eyesight, no glasses, nothing, right? And yet his wife, who doesn't say boo and never opens her mouth, never tells him, she's had two hip replacements, she has diabetes, she has lost the vision in one eye. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. I could just sit here and just go through a list of, ailments there, right? And someone would say, well, why is that? And I say, well, for the same reason that somebody taking the placebo knew that it was going to work for them. Somebody like him is certain he's getting the right pill because it couldn't be any other way, right? Whereas the wife, who doesn't speak up, is uncertain, is unsure of, what life has to offer, is probably going to manifest the illness to a greater degree and maybe check out from it, right? Because she's worried about everything, worried about how she sounds, about how she looks, about opening her mouth, about what she's saying, right? So when we stop doing that, we stand in our authenticity and we come into our desire, we have a greater opportunity for expressing ourselves in this life. And that's what these energies want us to do. They want us to express ourselves in our most authentic state. They don't want us to play small. Playing small is not going to help us. It'll only hurt us because of the nature of the energies at play. Okay. So it's really important for us to make choices that prioritize ourselves so that we're able to step up into these higher, new aligned realities, and we're able to really come into fullness with who we truly want to be or who we truly are at the very core of our essence, right? And we don't have to know what that looks like, right? I don't know what it looks like. I only know what I'm feeling. And so I'm going to play into that feeling right now, because then if I play into that feeling, I'm going to click on some more codes that are going to activate some more feelings and some more new direction. And in that activating of the new direction, new pathways are going to open. And I don't know where that's going to take me. It's pretty exciting to think about it, though. And the way I got here in this house that I'm living in, I want to do that again with everything. So it requires us getting certain with what it is that makes us happy. What do we like? What do we not like? What don't we want? What do we want? What don't we want? I like this. I don't like that. This feels good. That doesn't feel so good, right? We have some big energies at play. And so what's coming next on May 25th is we have that Saturn energy going into Aries. Okay. And Saturn wants structure. Aries is like, I just want to go. I want to go. I'm ready. Let's go. Right? We talked about that a few minutes ago. And with this new energy coming in, a new chapter of our life starts. We have a new 29-year cycle. We have a lot of new beginning energies at play. This is a big time in our lives, right? And so this energy is ripe for the using of how we want to use it. What do we want to build for our future as we move forward? And so the current story that we're all living in, that we inherited through birth, is coming to an end. It's everything is collapsing. It has to change. It has to shift. There has to be new means for currency exchange, financials. There has to be new structuring of the medical system, of the school systems, of everything. So everything as we know it has to come to an end. It has to implode so that we can take these energies and we can create something new. We can change what we don't like. We can bring through new beginnings in this new cycle that we're going to be in, which means that we get to clean the slate and start over, right? Move away from all that we don't resonate with and make decisions on what we will be choosing going forward. What does that look like? Okay. So when Saturn goes into Aries, it's going to be well, Saturn is structure, slowing down, it's methodical, and it's going into high speed everything, right? Like the best of the best runner out there on steroids, right? The sprinter that is the best sprinter ever, right? It's like the story of the tortoise and the hare, right? Tortoise is Saturn, and the hare is like, oh no, I'm not waiting for you. I'm going. So, because Saturn is about structure, it's about lessons or experiences. I like that word better. It wants what's best for us. So it's important that we want what's best for us. And we stop looking at the world, our reality from the perspective of, well, this is how it's always been. This is how it should be because this is how it's always been. It's always been this way. I'm going to continue to let it be this way because it's always been this way. And I don't know what it would look like if it was different. So, yeah, I'll just continue to go with the flow because that seems easier, right? But that's not what we want. We want to create change. We want to make change. We want to find out what speaks to us, right? What is it that speaks to us? It's very, very important to have that awareness and to stand it with great clarity with who you are, right? Now, I am going to tell you that in this energy, because the high levels of plasma that we are experiencing on this planet are so intensified, you are going to feel pain in your body. So, that pain that you're feeling in your body is going to be a great asset to you for letting go of the idea or fear surrounding illness. I have pain. I Googled it. It says it's fibromyalgia. I literally feel it in every aspect of my body, right down to my fingertips. Everything hurts me. My nerves are on end. Every fiber of my being is lighting up. Don't do that. You know why? Because these energies are so fast. Guess what? You're going to create fibromyalgia in your body. And then when it anchors in, you got to work twice as hard to get rid of it, Right? Remember my little ganglion cyst on my thumb, right? Holly knows because Holly helped me diagnose it. I said, I think this might be a ganglion cyst. And I sent her a picture and she was like, yeah, that's a ganglion cyst and they're hard to get rid of once you get one. And I said, well, I don't want that. And then I tuned into the energy of it because it just popped out that night and it was super, super red. It was huge. It was swollen. It was like this was like a bubble. I have a video on YouTube showing it. And I tuned into the energy of it and it said to me, well, you're not painting. So what do you need your thumb for? You're not painting, right? You're not holding a paintbrush. You're not like I would paint, you know. And I was like, oh my God, really? 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 Right? And then I thought about the idea of a cyst, and a cyst is about telling the same old story about yourself. It's never a good story, right? So we don't want to tell those stories. And then I worked the next couple of days. I worked, I did as much art as I could do, and the cyst literally went away. Okay, I pushed myself to do as much art as I could do, as much art as I could stand the pressure on my thumb, and it went away. Okay. But if we're not careful, we're going to create something we don't want in this energy. I'm talking to my body every single day. Nope. Nope. That compression you are feeling is not old age. It is not an illness. It is not cancer. It's not this. It's not. It is the energies. It is the energies. It's the energies. It's the energies. Right? And that is how I'm navigating this reality. And that's how you should be navigating this reality too. Right. Somebody messaged me about sinus issues, sinusitis, and lungs. We've talked about sinuses before, and I'm certain I've talked about lungs in the inner healer class where we did the chakra systems, right? The heart area where the lungs are is relationships. Lungs are grief and emotions. It's usually directed at a relationship in our life. So we have to look at that. And if we're having anything with lungs and then we're having sinuses, sinuses are uncried tears, right? And there was a bit of allergies with that. Allergies is fear. So something fearful with regard to relationships that we're not speaking, we're not acknowledging, we're not working through, we're not processing. We have to do the processing. We can't sit and ignore it. It's not going to go away on its own. If you have a sinus issue, I guarantee you I've treated enough of them to know, not going to go away on its own because there's something underlying. You have any kind of health issue, it is not going away on its own because there is some kind of underlying emotional, mental component that goes with it. Right? The key is to jump on it immediately and get a handle on what's going on. Look at what is taking place. Okay. If I go back to Sunny, the chicken dying, I very rarely cry anymore. It's challenging for me to cry almost because it's just that part of myself that, you know, has processed through so much. There's this, you know, very 0 point emotions. But there was stuff under the surface that needed to be cleared. And the only way to clear them sometimes is through crying and the emotions. So, you know, Sunny played out that soul contract for me. And so when she died, I just couldn't stop crying, you know? And it was very healing for me on many levels. And I gave her thanks 1,000 times over. You know, I still send her thank yous as I think of her often. Everything is here to help us. Everything is here to support us. We have to stop looking at things as, you know, as something negative, as something bad, as something tragic. everything is here to support us and help us in our journey. It's a matter of how we're looking at it. That's important. Okay. So in these energies, and they're not going to slow down, we're in solar maximum until the middle of next year. I expect these energies to get stronger and stronger and stronger. They're pushing what needs to go up and out of the body. So if you are struggling with something, make sure you are working on it. Okay. If you need help with it, you know where I am. If you want to work with somebody else, that's fine too. Do the work. Okay. Do the work. Do not sleep on yourself because this is the type of energy that we're in where if you are not paying attention, it will take you out. And I mean that literally. Okay. Because we have certain thresholds in the body and the soul gets frustrated and disengaged. And, you know, the soul could be like, okay, human's not listening. Human is not listening. All right, we're out of here. And then make an opportunity to exit the physical experience. Okay. So we want to make sure that we are doing our best to absolutely pay attention to what is presenting in our reality, because I am expecting these energies to heighten as we start to move through these next couple of weeks. And be careful with predictions out there, okay? Because there's a lot of stuff going being thrown around, like different predictions about the energies and this and that and everything. You know, be careful with that. I would say don't make it about the outer illusion, the outer reality, right? Make it about how they are capable of benefiting you. Okay. So, in other words, don't fear them out there, right? Because it's not out there that it's happening. Everything is in here, and then the out there lines up with the projection of consciousness that creates the thoughts that we have that matches the emotion to the thought. And then, because there's a strong thought and emotion, it has to become the reality. In other words, my desire for some kind of terracotta floor had to manifest because it was so strong for me. And I could see that kitchen in my mind, right? And it wouldn't be the first time that I saw the place I was supposed to live, not knowing exactly where it was, right? Wouldn't be the first time. But that terracotta floor was so strong. And again, everything is synchronous. It's aligning, right? So there's a part of that too that was a higher level knowing where I have this thought that, oh, I would like terracotta floors. I just never thought of that before. But, and it just made me line up so that when I got here and I saw there were terracotta floors, it was like, oh, I can relax now. There's terracotta floors. Oh, I can relax now. There's a center island, right, for me to cook and work on. Oh, I can relax now. There's a composting bin outside. I wanted a composting bin. What are the chances, right? That was here before I got here. Oh, look, I have a chicken. Oh, look, there's flags out on the gate. Oh, look, there's the list is endless, right? I just wanted a little patio because in the last 2 year, in the last 7 years, I didn't have any patio. And now I have this mega patio that's like 1,000 square foot patio. You know, I'm like, do you understand what I'm saying? Like, you put this, we put this into the field, setting that intention for what it is that we're desiring. And the manifestation has to show up. When it is a true desire and we are intending it from the deepest place within us. But we could also do this with something unwanted if we're not careful and we're focusing on something that we don't want, because we think that by focusing and going like, yeah, I really don't want that, I don't want that, it's not going to happen, right? Wrong, it will happen. So we have to be careful of that, because we don't want to be so focused on what we don't want that we're actually manifesting that. Does that make sense? That's really important. Okay. All right. So anybody have any questions? Because I think I'm good here, but I'd be happy to take questions if you have questions or something that you want to hash out. Tamara said, that's what Dolores Cannon said. We are here to shape our reality. I saw that message a lot of times today. Yeah. So you're seeing it because it's being pulled into the field, so you can use it to really focus your intention, right? And it's like you're like, oh, that's so synchronous. Look, it's popping up again, but not really, because it's calling your attention to it so that you stay focused on the creation part of your reality. Right? That's how it works. We're gonna create, we're gonna call in what is a vibrational match. And then the higher self is always, if we're operating from that perspective, the higher self is always going to, put a feather on the path or throw a quarter on the path, or and this way it's always to go and like, oh, look, a quarter, or oh, look, a feather. And we're constantly going like, look, this is very synchronous, or oh, I wonder what a feather means, or I wonder what 444 means, or and so we're constantly looking for that higher level, right? But there'll come a point where the higher level is just there and you don't need those things anymore. And then other things show up for you because you don't need anything. So now you're truly creating from the highest place within you, because you're not needing those things, because you already know, because you're not allowing yourself to get veered off course, because you're staying true to who you are, the nature of you, the path that you're on. Does that make sense? Because that's how it works, right? It's very important. Yeah, so it's very important. So again, those journal questions, right? The going back to the childhood and looking and asking, what makes what do I need to let go of from my childhood, that what part of myself was denied, right? Very important journal prompt at this time. What part of myself was denied? What part of myself wants to come through now? What part of myself have I not allowed through that's wanting to come through, but I'm keeping myself stuck? Right? So I acknowledged that there was something that I needed to become. Now I became that, but now I'm afraid to leave that because there's still something that I'm feeling judged about. So I can't move to that next level. Because I'm still playing in judgment. And I'm worried that if I let go of this, how will people perceive me? Right? So we have to be careful with that. So looking back at the childhood, go back to your family dynamic, go back to, your parents. Go, who, what kind of child were you? Who were you? Did you have a big voice, or were you a sensitive? Were you emotional and a very sensitive individual? And maybe you were told, stop crying. I used to cry every time I saw a horse. Oh, horse, I love horses so much. They lit my heart chakra up, and I would just cry. My mother would be like, oh, you're so sensitive. I can't stand it. Just stop crying. It's too much, whatever. You're too much. You're too much. You're too emotional. That closes that pathway down. That closes that window, right? Or maybe you were a man and you were an emotional man, or you were a sensitive, you were an empath, you were a psychic, you were a mystic, and your family didn't like that either, right? And then they're, oh, boys can't do that. Boys don't do that. Boys shouldn't do that, right? Or you're crying again. Boys don't cry, right? Like all of these different areas of our life that get judged and shamed. And then we don't become our most authentic self because we're in fear of being judged. So take a look at that and see. Now, I'll tell you a funny story while we're talking about this. So when I was young, my mom had a friend named Arlene. And I probably was in my teens when she was friends with Arlene. And Arlene was an astrologer, and she was a really good astrologer, right? Really good astrologer. And my mother was friends with her. My mother was notorious for going to psychics and mediums and astrologers and everything. And, occasionally she would take me with her. She knew I loved that stuff, right? She would take me with her. And during the whole thing with Sonny dying, one of the things that came up, like spontaneously, was this random thought that said, if my mother was so into psychics and so into astrology, especially astrology, and her friend was an astrologer, I'm certain my mother gave her my birth information to do my chart. So I remember that. And if she did that, why did my mother not tell me who I was? Why did my mother not tell me and explain, hey, Maria, you were born with, this grand cross in your chart. And if that's not bad enough, you're a life path 22. And if that's not bad enough, you are here to overcome XYZ. And if that's not bad enough, you're here for blah, 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 blah. And you're supposed to be an ascension teacher and like all that. But that never ever came up in any conversations. And I remember this one time, I think I was about 12, and we had gone to see Live and Let Die by it was a James Bond movie. We went to see it in the drive-in. And I remember when I saw Solitaire, the tarot card reader, which is kind of what I started doing when I started Reiki training. I started reading cards just to sharpen my intuition. And I remember saying to my mother when I saw that movie, hey, that's what I'm going to do when I grow up. I'm going to be that. And my mother said, no, you're not. Over my dead body, are you going to do that? Right. And I was like, but that's what I want to do. And I plotted for the whole summer how I was going to run away to California because I heard you could be a tarot card reader on the boardwalk on one of the beaches. Right. And then when I got good and mad at my mother this one time, and I was like, well, that's fine because I'm going to run away to California and be a tarot card reader on the boardwalk. My mother actually packed a suitcase and put it on the front steps. And she was like, go ahead. There you go. Take off. Right. So, but it wasn't until I sat through this process and like I couldn't even be mad at my mother, right? Like, as I'm thinking back of this, I could only laugh. And a lot of it is because now at this stage in my life, I understand her more and what she went through in her life with her parents, my grandparents, and the fact that she never lived her authenticity. She never lived her truth. She never got to live her desire. And she was very, very wounded from an event that took place in, in her early life when she was 18 with this guy that she was supposed to marry, who ended up getting this other girl pregnant, in Vietnam. He was in the war. And she, my mother, waited for him to come home. And she was devastated by that and never got over it. Never, ever, ever got over it. Even marrying my father didn't get over it, right? So we can have these moments where, we can let it define us and hang us up for the rest of our life, or we can take the gift that was given, you know. In that case, I had this moment of great clarity, like I never had before, and made peace with that. And then from that peace, it transpired into this whole new dynamic of the way I see my life now, right? And what I want to do and where I want to go and who I want to be when I grow up. So, you know, it's important. It's really, really important to really sit in these energies and just let yourself dream big, be bold, bold, big dreams. Because this energy, although you can't see it, is very pliable. It's very shapeable. The plasma is what is creating the reality now. So be very clear with your intentions for how you want to experience that reality and start shaping it, right? And start thinking about what that's going to look like for you. Okay. Because we'll be coming back talking about this in deeper ways, to greater heights. It's important. It's important stuff right now. We're like the first moon landing, right? We are the first moon landing because nobody's ever done this before. We're the pioneers that came here to do this. Nobody on Earth has ever done this before, so get ready because this is going to be all new rolling out, all new, right? And we want to make it the experience that we desire because that's what we came here to do. Okay. So anybody have any questions? Anybody want to share anything? Any comments? No? Okay. All righty. This is where we're going to end it for tonight. Thank you all for joining in tonight. I appreciate your presence on the call. To those of you listening to the replay, thank you for being part of the community. And I look forward to seeing you guys next Wednesday for our Inner Healer gathering. All right. So I will see you then. Have a good night. Love you
Thank
all.
you. Great class. Love you.
Thank
Bye.
you.
Bye.
Bye.
Good night, everybody.